It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Matthew, the 15th chapter. We're going verse by verse, precept upon precept, little bit upon little bit, having a great study with it. Matthew chapter 15. We're going to begin reading with verse 13. And so please, even verse 12 we may begin with. But Matthew chapter 15, verse 12 or 13 is where we're going to begin reading. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, and I would love for you to visit the site, got many studies there for you to enjoy and to help you to grow, help you to come to know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And so I'd love for you to check it out. We have the plan of salvation is clearly stated there, as well as the church constitution, so you know exactly where we stand upon the Word of God. And if you'd like to send us an email, it'd be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Great to have you today. Let's begin the study by reading God's precious word, Matthew 15, beginning to read with verse 12. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever enters in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. And out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulterers, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemers. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with an unwashed hands defileth not a man. We're going to end with that reading there at the 20th verse, and we'll begin with prayer. Father, thank you for the opportunity to study your word, to search your word, to enjoy it each and every day. Thank you, Father, for the joy that we have in preparing your precious word and studying it, and let you teach us, let your spirit proclaim the word to us through your precious word. I pray, Father, that if we have left the old King James, that we return to the old King James. Please, that we stay with the old King James Bible. It's so important that we search it, that we study it, that we stay with that truth. So please, guide and lead us through your precious word each and every day. Let us study your word each and every day, and guide us now through this study today. Show those that do not know you as their personal Savior that you died on the cross to save them. They're sinners, they're lost, they're condemned already, the Scripture tells us, and we need to say yes to the Lord Jesus, yes to your Son. So please, dear Father, speak to all of our hearts now as we enjoy this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We begin the study with a comment that's made by the disciples unto the Lord Jesus, thinking that Jesus maybe didn't understand that he had just offended the Pharisees. You know, sometimes when we speak the truth to a liberal teacher, one that does not believe the Word of God, they take their own understanding, and maybe that understanding has been taught to them through a Bible school or through a seminary or something like that, and you are taught the doctrines of the denomination. You are not taught the truths of the Word of God and taught by the Holy Spirit as He teaches you His precious Word. And again, if you've left the old King James, you've got a problem, because you have already made a step downward from the truth, from the Word of God. And I want to get you back there. You said, well, I don't really understand that old language like that. Please, please stay in the old King James, and you will have no problems in understanding it if you are studying it, searching it. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you His Word. You're not going to have one problem with the text and the language. If you're just trying to read it, you've already got a problem, because the Word of God is not to just be read. It's to be searched and to be studied. That's what happened here. As we be started in the 12th verse, it actually starts up in the earlier verses there, because there's a problem with the hand washing. We go all the way back to verse 2 of this chapter. Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? Notice it's not the tradition or the Word of God, or the Scripture, or Isaiah, or Moses. It is the tradition of the elders. Now, see, there's the problem, because you could change that to bring it into more of today's language. You could put it in the teaching of your denomination. Because so many have left the Word of God. And that's the reason it's so easy for them to leave the King James Bible. That's the reason it's so easy for maybe you have followed the course and no longer do you sing the beautiful hymns anymore. But now you've got choruses. You've got a worship group that starts the service for you at the beginning. And because you got to get warmed up before you can hear the Word of God, you just need to sit there and listen and sing those beautiful old hymns, Victory in Jesus, Amazing Grace. There's so many of those wonderful, wonderful hymns that we need to sing and let it touch our hearts. And then we read the precious Word and let the Spirit of God teach us His way. That's the way that we need to come to know the Lord Jesus and then grow in the Lord Jesus. But because of all these lies that have been taught, again, the tradition of the elders, why do thy disciples, this was a question came from the Pharisees and the scribes, and what we would call that would be the preachers and the priests of today. That would be the ones asking the question. Many, many years ago with the radio programs that we've had, I made the clear statement that if your pastor, your preacher, your priest, if they do not tell you that you need to be born again, and you're born again by coming to the Lord Jesus, when the Holy Spirit convicts your heart, you acknowledge, recognize that you're a lost sinner, you're condemned, you need to be saved, and the Spirit of God not only shows you your rotten condition, but also then introduces you to the Savior, to the Lord Jesus Himself, and you just say yes. And that's not something you do every week or every day, it's something you do once in your life. And once you trust in Jesus as your Savior, you are forever saved, sealed by the Holy Spirit. What a beautiful, beautiful message and wonderful way of salvation, and so simple and so easy if you just surrender instead of following after the traditions of the elders or the doctrine of your denomination. See that you have not left the truth. Go back to the old King James. Get that Bible out. It's probably something your mother, grandmother, or great-grandmother had, because sad to say, that's who used to study the truth. But we have left that and followed the tradition of the elders. Left that, followed the teaching of the denomination, not of the Word of God. The question was asked, for they wash not their hands when they eat bread. There is a serious problem. But Jesus answered them, as we have thoroughly studied, concerning what the elders, what the tradition of the elders have established, and that's a way not to honor your father and mother, not to take care of them properly. And we've had quite a joyful study of that. And so then we kind of come to the end of that conversation, and we find here that the Lord Jesus makes it very clear. Ye hypocrites, verse 7, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines of commandments of men. There is the problem. There is the problem. And we need to understand that we need to follow the Word of God, not the traditions of man. We need to learn this little bit upon little bit, precept upon precept. Study the precious Word of God. And he called the multitude in verse 10, and said to them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Then came the disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended? Well, they should have been. They should have been offended. Because, you see, this conversation here was contrary, because you're not going to tell me that there is a problem with my denomination. You're not going to tell me that because we have changed the Word of God, we have left the old King James, that there's a problem with that. And yes, Jesus made that statement very clear, and we need to repeat that statement. And getting back to a reference I made a little bit earlier, something that happened many years ago that was on the radio, I said you needed to preach the gospel. You need to tell people about the Lord Jesus. And if they don't, ask them. Go to your preacher, go to your priest, go to your, and say, why don't you tell us about what Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Explain that to me. Explain why you don't talk about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Why do you tell me that we need to ask him into our heart every week when the Word of God tells us, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall have eternal life? Why don't you tell me that? And if they say, we don't believe that, then I told you to leave. Find a church that teaches the Word of God, that proclaims that precious Word, and tells it so clearly that if you are not born again, you're going to burn in hell. When you face death, face the grave, in the wonderful study of Revelation, it speaks of what happens during a tribulation period. And if you refuse Jesus now, and the church is raptured, is taken home, all those that truly believe, you're going to walk into the tribulation period, and you're going to spend 7 years of hell on earth before you're placed in the place of torment because you refuse Jesus. And then you're going to wait in that place for an additional 1,000 years. Then you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. That's what the Word of God tells us. It's literal. It's going to happen. And you need to trust in Jesus. Well, by me saying you need to leave your home church, leave where you're at if they refuse to preach the gospel, and go find a place that does. And when I made that statement, I got a letter. And that letter came from a group of preachers that says, you have no right to tell my people and my church to leave their families and leave their home church. Well, the Word of God tells us, forsake your father and mother. Forsake your brother and sister if they refuse the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's nothing to an old home church that has not preached the gospel forever. And I'll repeat that. Leave. Ask first. Ask first and then leave if they refuse to proclaim the Word of God. It's so, so important. My dear friend, as we look at this and we study this, I want you to see it. I don't want you to miss it. And the disciples came back and he said, you've made them mad. Well, good. And Jesus says here then in verse 13 of chapter 15 of Matthew, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. We're not talking about farming here. We're talking about the Word of God. And everything that was taught that was not out of the Word of God but out of the tradition of men will be found out, rooted up, and cast into the fire. That's what we see here. And then we have some very clear instructions, and I've given this to others. When you find someone that is a false teacher, here is what we need to tell them or do ourselves. Let them alone. It doesn't come any clearer than that. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And again, this is something that I was able to give to some folks that had a question on some false teaching. And the statement was made, let them alone. Don't bother them. Stay away from them. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if you're attending a place where they have left the Word of God, and there are so many that have, they have left the truth. They see no need to use the old King James. They see no need to sing the beautiful old hymns. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. This ditch is not something that, okay, we're just walking down the road and all of a sudden you kind of get off the road and you fall into this ditch. The word ditch here is actually a pit or a cistern. Something that's full of water, and by their leadership, you're going to fall into that. It's not something then that you crawl back out of. It's something that you fall into. It's very deep. When it's deep, you find that you will drown in that. Again, it's stand. That word ditch means pit or cistern. It is something that is hand dug, which a ditch could be too, but here it's actually a pit or, again, a cistern. Now, those liberal preachers, that's what he was telling these Pharisees and these scribes, and we're going to say that to the liberal preachers today that have left the Word of God. Those that deny the Word of God will fall into this pit, but the pit will not be full of water. The pit will, as described by the Word of God, is a bottomless pit. And we have burning with fire and brimstone. That's where they're going. And you'll be right with them if you do not come by faith to Jesus and be born again. You must be saved. Stop listening to the liars. Stop following the liars. And there are so, so many out there that have left the Word of God. Not only should you not follow them, should not listen to them, but you should not in any way support them. Don't give your offering unto a liberal church or to a liberal preacher or to a denomination that has left the Word of God. And when you drive down the road, when you drive down the street, there are many more that have left the Word of God than have stayed with it. And the only way you're going to find that out is for you to get that beautiful King James Bible out, that old King James Bible out, and begin to search it, and begin to study it, and begin to enjoy it, and go to the Gospel of John. It's a wonderful study. The book of Matthew is a wonderful study. Stay in the Gospels there, and it will show you the way of salvation. Romans is wonderful. You can go to Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23. You can go to Romans chapter 10, begin up there at the 8th or 9th verse and read down through those beautiful verses, and it'll tell you and show you, and the Spirit of God will convict your heart and introduce Jesus to you, show you that you're a sinner and you're lost and you need salvation. I just beg you that you do not miss that. Do not miss it. So we have much here. And then we come down to this 15th verse, and here's the disciples, and Peter's kind of the spokesman of the disciples, and he said, "Declare unto us this parable. Tell us what you mean. How long is it going to take these disciples to listen and to learn?" But my friend, how many times did we have to hear it before we listened and learned? And so we cannot be critical about them because we have followed the same course. Declare unto us this parable. Well, Jesus was a little bit put out with them because he said in verse 16, "Are ye also yet without understanding? Do you not understand what I have to say here? Do you not understand it? Do you not understand that whatsoever enters in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught?" There's something here that can make this very simple and very clear and very quick. We have the belly and we have the heart. The Pharisees and the scribes and most preachers today are confused about the two. They have forgot all about the old wicked heart. They're more concerned about everything else. Social helps, all kinds of music that makes you feel good, preaching that makes you feel good, and all the time that heart still stays wicked and dirty because it needs to be made new by and through the blood of Jesus Christ. He died on the cross of Calvary. He is the only one and the only way that you can attain salvation. But first, you need to recognize that I am lost. There is nothing good in me, nothing good about me. I'm not following Jesus for what he can give me in this life. I am following Jesus because, and knowing Jesus as my Savior, because he's the only one that can take my sin away. And yes, then he gives me eternal life. What a blessing. Jesus is explaining to these slow learners that food cannot pollute a soul, because food comes through your system. Your system takes what it needs out of that food, and the rest is goes right on through you. What a process. God's made a tremendous system that we have. We don't retain anything that we don't need. Boy, I wish that we would do the same thing with the Word of God, that we would not retain anything that is not good for us. Our body does that. Jesus explains it here. There's nothing about this food that ever enters into the heart, doesn't deal with the heart. It deals with the body. What's the question? We need to come all the way back here to the second verse. Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders, for they wash not their hands when they eat bread? They didn't come in with filthy, dirty hands, but you see, there was a ceremonial washing. We've talked about that. There was more to it than just to wash your hands a little bit so they weren't dirty. We have to be so careful that our hands have been made clean so that we can eat this bread and put it into our bodies. And that is so, so important, because that's the tradition of the elders. But Jesus clearly tells them that that's not the problem. And he's actually saying here, you don't have to worry about what you eat. You can eat anything, and it's not going to hurt your heart. But we need to deal with what is corrupt here. And it's not the lack of washing or something you are eating that's improper or incorrect. The problem is your heart. Verse 18, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. It is in the heart. If the heart is corrupt, the whole man is corrupt. Words. True words. Oh, you can control your tongue from time to time, but many times you don't. And the words really express who and what you are. We've got a couple of very good verses that we're going to look up. And we're, as always, so quickly we run out of time. But we're going to go into Matthew and over to James and look at those precious words. But we're going to see here, for out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulterers, fornication, thefts, false witness, and blasphemers. That's what comes out of the heart. Do you see why we need to have a new heart? Do you see why you need to be born again? You see why you need to stop worrying about the traditions of the elders? You need to stop worrying about the legal words that are spoken by your denomination. You need to search the Word of God and find the way to have your sins forgiven, to have a new heart. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?